This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Funky Friday happening here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It's going to get real funky because I believe Figgy has a treat in store for us that is off the beaten path.
A tasty treat for y'all. Well, we all going to try it.
All right, okay. Very good. I'm looking forward to that. We're also going to play a little word association about opening day for your Astros, in which they got a 3-1 victory over the New York Mets. And in What's Poppin', I was mentioning some of the other Astros, recently departed Astros, what they did. And a fair point, Ocho brought up, I forgot Ryan Presley. You're right. He closed it down for the Cubs, but he did it in kind of typical fashion. He allowed a couple of hits and a run. He had a 5-run.
So Ryan Stressley.
A couple of hits and a run.
Yeah.
Ryan Stressley.
And closed it out.
But he got the 3 outs.
Yeah.
And he got the win. But you could pitch a little different when you have a 5-run cushion. The only problem is that, is it going to be any different if he has 2 runs?
Hey, did you lose the game, though? It's like, did you die?
Did you die, though?
Did you die?
Like, did we win the game or not?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Ryan Presley experience, I guess. All right. Lopez, we're going to play a little game of word association, no?
Yeah, Astros-related word association. After game one, we were talking earlier about some reactions and overreactions. So I want to just get, like, first thing that comes to mind when I mention this name, based on
yesterday.
Yeah, based on yesterday. All right? Cam Smith. What word immediately comes to mind?
It's going
to
have a negative connotation, but it was kind of overwhelmed.
Okay.
Like I
could see that.
It was a big moment, right? He had a contingent of like 30 people in the stands there to watch him. There was a lot of love that they had for him. Mm-hmm. And also, you could see the ways in which, in the outfield, right, when he was getting up there, it was a little tough to get to that. And I mean, get to the, what was that, one of those balls that came in, just a little shallow left. Or it wasn't shallow left, but it was shallow from where he was standing and he was trying to come in on it. Couldn't get it and it, you know, bounced away from his glove. And then even at the plate, I think I mentioned this to you, he got a hit early, which was cool. But even that hit, you could see he was a little late to the ball.
He was nervous.
There was nerves.
Yeah.
That's probably the better word is the nerves, right?
Yeah.
So there was that. And you could hear it a little bit. You could tell he was taking in everything. I think, Figgy, you have, this is him talking to Julia Morales after the game.
Take me through the process that you had to go through as you walked up to the plate for the very first time. And what did you tell yourself?
Yeah, I mean, an incredible feeling. They weren't playing about, you can feel the fourth deck. I asked Joe a couple of days ago, I said, are they going to fill those seats all the way up there to where I can barely see? He said, you'll see. Yeah, so I felt that energy and it just like, it feels so good to be home.
Getting that first hit too, what did that do for you?
I think it settled me down a little bit, but at the same time, like, you know, I want to keep going. I want to keep helping these guys win. So I'm just glad we got the win today. It was a great game.
I do want to know also how it felt or what it made you feel when you ran out to right field and you got that standing ovation and the crowd was going nuts for you.
Yeah, I think that was the best feeling I had so far. Beyond the hit, I think going out there for defense, like waving to the fans, that was the best feeling.
Figgy, I want to get what your word association is with Cam, but that one fits exactly with mine. Mine was wholesome. It was just a wholesome story, wholesome moment. I mean, it feels good to be home, and it's just like all that stuff, and just the way his whole story has gone. Hopefully, it just continues. What word popped to mind after yesterday for you?
Star? Question mark.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
That's the first thing that popped up because yesterday I tweeted. I'm like, man, I'm thinking about getting an Astros jersey. Which jersey should I get?
Yeah.
The overwhelming name that kept popping up was Cam Smith.
Yep.
Cam Smith. Cam Smith. I got a couple Jordans, but it was mainly Cam Smith. I'm like, man, are we looking at like a, I don't want to call him a hometown star because he's not from here, but it feels like he's from here. It got the feeling of a hometown star.
It's new blood, man.
Yeah.
And it's exciting, and he's got all the ingredients. All right. First word that pops into your mind, Figgy, I'm going to start with you this time. Framber Valdez.
Ace? Question mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine was stellar. That was a stellar performance. Got a huge double play ball. Sixth inning, I believe. You know, obviously, you know, went through there and you know, seven innings, which I thought was a little bit of a surprise. A little bit. You know, four strikeouts. Didn't give up a run. Just a stellar performance by Framber.
Yeah, and play along as the 3-4-6 is. They said exciting for Cam Smith. Mm-hmm. On the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4.
The Texas Hammer!
Thanks, Jim. Professional. It was a professional outing.
It's a good
for
one.
Framber. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came out early, and then I got concerned, and I don't know if I texted it to you guys during the game where I was like, man, you know, you look at the way that he started losing command.
A little bit in the middle.
And I was like, oh, man. And then it tightened right back up as soon as Juan Soto stepped up to the plate.
Like,
right? Like, take that off.
Slapped himself in the face a couple of times. All right, no more messing around here.
Right. And so he got right back into it. And then ultimately, the thing that got me is I look up and I'm like, damn, that was seven scoreless innings, right? Mm-hmm. It was just professional. There's going to be some ups and downs or what have you. As a pitcher in the majors, you're going to go up against really good batters. They might, you know, they might win the battle, but he 100% comes out.
Yeah.
And he did his job and more. Seven innings, you went right to the part of your pen that you feel confident about.
Yeah.
He did his job and a little bit more, as you expect from Framber.
All right. First word that comes to mind, Reggie. Jose Altuve. I said first word that comes to mind.
Exciting. I'll still go with exciting.
Can be interpreted several ways.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
And I'm going to utilize all of those because that moment where he comes through and side swipes my Jake Myers in left field, it was like, hey, man, what are you doing? But at the same time, in the emotion in front of that was, oh, yeah, he's enjoying himself out there, which I appreciated.
He was determined.
I was trying to find a word that would also fit the feeling that I had where I was like, oh, that's right. Jose Altuve is going to swing at the things that he swings at, and you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's fine. I will lean more on the idea of him in left field, you know, looking like he is fully up for the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
He's up for the ride. He's going to enjoy it. And we just have to deal with the fact that there's going to be some ups and downs with that.
This might be two words, but I was going to say cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Okay. We can hyphenate that.
Cardiac. Because that first inning, I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah,
that could have been a disaster.
Like, it looked like a car just ran through a red light and almost hit another car. We're like, oh, my God.
Y'all see that?
That's such a good point.
Oh, my God.
Y'all like, see how they almost missed it, hit each other?
I did that yesterday. It was two cars trying to get over at the same time in the same lane on the freeway.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
So before you move on to the next one, for Altuve, Gold Glover, that's hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
Somebody said Cam is already approaching darling status, so darling is the name.
All right.
Word that they use there. And then with Framber, and this is a good point that I didn't mention, they said that they're just glad that Framber didn't let the ump get in his head. And that's not a single word, but that is a good point, right?
Yeah.
That has always been the question.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the professionalism, he's in that place where he's able to handle the mental aspect of this, which, you know, he's worked heavily on.
Yeah. My word for Altuve was capricious. Unpredictable.
Go ahead and hit the drop. I didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
Where my damn
job? Don't worry about it. You missed it. It's too late.
Capricious.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
I want it noted that there wasn't me this time.
Jeremy Pena and Brendan Rodgers. We'll do a combo here.
Jeremy Pena and Brendan Rodgers. I don't know if the word came to mind for me. It was like,
oh, I'll start this one. Mine was nails.
I was going to say cool.
Nails. You got what you know, that snag in the first inning.
Yeah. Oh, dog. How am I forgetting that? That was incredible.
That snag in the first inning from Pena, and then a beautiful, nice, crucial, ultimately, double play in the sixth inning. That was nails. That's what we got to count on.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. And it was good seeing him on the base, Pena on the base paths as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could put those two together, I would probably say lockdown.
Yeah. That's what we're looking for.
That was the whole objective of making the move when it came to second. Mm-hmm. He looked like that. Now, don't ask me about Brendan Rodgers at the plate. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we're talking about that a lot.
Hot boy summer. All right, guys.
Brian Abreu.
Uncomfortable.
I said nervous.
Yeah, nervous. Yeah. I'm going with nervous.
I mean, he got out of it. But that's when my wife walked into the room and said, all right, they suck. I was like, that's a little harsh. It's a little quick. Like, okay. And then she was happy. But nervous.
And I don't know that I have a different word for Josh Hader.
Josh Hader.
I don't think I have a different word.
I got one.
Y'all want to hear mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Overrated.
Wow.
Overrated. Or even overpaid.
Oh, yeah, man.
Overpaid.
Yeah.
That's the part that, but he still ends up getting it done, right? In the way that you need it. I was just like, yo, they are throwing a lot of pitches early, and mm-hmm. I wonder how much of this is just this early, they'll find a way to settle down. And also, you're going to have some of these instances, but I was like, how much of this is what I'm in for over 162?
Well, it's funny you say that,
boys.
Because my word for Josh Hader is deja vu. Like, we've seen this way too much.
Yeah,
like, he had a really good year, but we've seen this way too much. I mean, like,
when from a closer?
Oh, my gosh. $90-something million closer? It's like, come on, man. Make it easy. But it's not going to be easy all year long. All right. Christian Walker.
Worthwhile.
It's a good one.
Solid.
I'm going to say upgrade. Yeah, I think it's a definite upgrade. I think we're not going to have to. All these conversations we had last year about first base, I think they're over.
Well, I feel like, and I'm trying to sell my word to you now. Mm-hmm. The word worthwhile, because people talked about it's an overpay to get him, but you needed him. No, it's feeling like it's going to be worthwhile having him there for. But the production that he's going to give you at first base, he hit a 110,
mm-hmm.
a 110.4, and then like a 106 when it comes to exit velocity.
Yeah.
And I think he ended up being like one for three for when it came to those. But I was like, okay, so the ball is just going to jump off his bat, and he's going to find it's mm-hmm. going to find the space. I think I texted you guys about the first one.
Yeah.
That the expected batting average on that swing was like 72%. Like, that is expected to get down 72% of the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so even in this instance, if he's hitting the ball well and maybe it just finds a glove in this instance, more often than not, that will find the spaces and you'll get 100% of what you pay for out of him.
Yeah. I mean, there are no words for me to describe how much life is going to be easier with Christian Walker, you know, at first base. I really like the addition. I really like his leadership. I think he's going to be a leader. I think it's going to be really good. All right. Go ahead.
Can I bounce back one more time to go back to the Jim out of the Text Hammer text line?
Yeah.
Hater. Liability, overpaid,
damn,
scary,
mm-hmm.
and then someone else said, "Who's going to relieve today?" Which is also a great question because I don't know.
Oh yeah,
what was that? How many pitches?
25 pitches from Abreu, I believe, and 30 from Hader,
something like that.
Yeah.
Like, who's closing this thing down tonight? I have no idea.
Your closer, right?
Yeah, call McCullers up. No, just kidding. All right, this last one. Tell me the first word that comes to mind. Word association. It's not player related or team related, other than Daikin Park.
Huh.
Mine was meh.
Yeah, I was trying to find a word that would kind of capture that.
Meh.
I was kind of trying to find a word to capture that.
Maybe it'll
you know
grow
what?
On us.
Tricky.
Tricky is a good one.
Because multiple people came up with that situation where they started that, Daikin Park.
Yeah. Oh, like,
I know on the broadcast. Yeah. You got multiple people on the broadcast as well in that place. Yeah. I think it's just going to take a while for it to settle in for us.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Lopez on here. Kind of meh.
Yeah.
Like, I see people trying to make the ice spot stick. Mm-hmm. And maybe that will stick. I'm not sure. But it's a little tough saying Dyke in part.
The thing about Minute Maid is it just seemed right.
Well, I think also,
Dyke in Park may eventually seem right. Doesn't seem right now.
Yeah, and that's fair. When it comes to naming things, I think sometimes we put a little too much stock on the name on the front end. I tend to believe that names are built through the nostalgia of experience. And I think that as we spend time with the name Dyke and Park, we'll have other things to attach with it.
Yeah.
And I think it'll land for us.
But I think the other thing is, like, we know what Minute Maid is.
Right.
Like, that's it.
Oh, I got that question a lot. I've got,
like, Dyken.
What is it?
What the hell is Dyken?
Yeah.
So that's, I think that would make it tough, too.
I think that's a big factor. Like, wait, what is, what? What is it?
Yeah, if it was like Pepsi or something like that, that would be a little easier. We know what Pepsi is, but like, what the hell is Dyken?
And of course, the obvious jokes came in for you, Lopez. I'll let you view those on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Subaru? What does that mean? Somebody's just like, Subaru is what is.
We're not going to call it that.
What, Subaru?
No.
The other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Somebody said awful. Interesting. Okay, so you really not liking it at all. Mm-hmm. And then Walker, I appreciate the liberal use of hyphens. Professional hitter.
We're going back to that?
Oh, yes. Goodness.
Professional hitter.
We're going back to
the Michael Brandt.
That's
Bradley.
Right.
Yeah.
Although I would love to have.
He's a professional hitter.
You were wearing your Uncle Mike shirt earlier
I was,
this week.
Yeah.
I do like this one. Did you mention Adventuresome with Altuve?
Oh, I didn't.
That's a good one.
We're going to have some
roller coaster.
It's going to be an adventure.
Easy word for Walker was upgrade, they said. Mm-hmm. And then what's in the back of the train now? Big old baseballs, baby. Big old baseball. And I was kind of sad. We didn't have an opportunity to get that thing moving. Maybe today.
Oh, that's right.
Your matchup, Tyler McGill is the right-handed pitcher for the Mets. And then Hunter Brown goes for your Astros.
And 7-10. McGill gives up those hard hit balls, huh?
Yeah, so I was looking at the StatCast numbers, and of course it's from last year, so we'll see if this remains the case. But high barrel percentage for him and a high percentage of hard hit balls, so maybe you actually get...
So who's going to hit the first home run?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I was really hoping when Chaz came in as a replacement late in the game, I was like, ooh, maybe we will get this situation where I was talking about with the drive where they get their white boy Chaz home run and then he bunted. And I was like, all right, I can
text that in as we get into confessions here. Who's going to hit the first home run today?
Okay, yeah, let's get those. I'm interested in who you think will hit the first home run for the Astros as they face off against the Mets for the second game of the series. It'll be 7-10. It'll be on Apple TV Plus. Apple TV Plus if you're trying to get a view of this. And in fact, shout out to Pain and Pentagrass. They had a Heidi Whiney. Okay. I'm going to bail out because I smoked that.
They had what?
Who? Oof.
Sound like he said, they had
Tidy Whiteys? Tidy Whiteys.
That's what he said. They had Tidy Whiteys.
All right.
Seth and Sean were Tidy Whiteys?
I
see. They Stephen A. Smith
they
stuff.
Might. Wait, what was the underwear that Seth had on the table up here?
No, they were Tidy, but they were not Whitey.
Boxer briefs.
Yeah, yeah.
Heidi Whiteys. There we go. Who is the sideline reporter for the Apple TV Plus coverage. All right, I'm going to get out of this segment now because that was very poor. Coming up next, we'll do much better, a much better edition of Lunchtime Confessions. Next.